Well done. I appreciate that. That was Mayor Hayward's theme music, but obviously it works pretty well for when we're talking about downtown issues. And I feel that we didn't need to have to retire that song entirely because it's such a good song.
It is
Macklemore.
A great song.
Really
I'm glad
song.
We could bring it back.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of downtowns, we have Walker Wilson with us on the phone. He is the brand new on the job a day, Downtown Improvement Board Executive Director. Walker, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thanks so much for having me, Andrew. It's good to be with you guys this morning.
Absolutely. And for people who have listened to this show for not that long, or even for people who have listened to it for quite some time, I feel like every time we bring you on, you're heading up some brand new amazing project. Like every time you're running for a school board, or you're heading up the superintendent push, or it's always you've on bikes, whatever you're doing. And I know a lot of these things you do concurrently, but definitely one of these sort of up and comer mover and shaker forces in our community. And I appreciate knowing you. So let's talk about this. You're the very you've been yesterday, right? Yesterday was your first day, October 1st.
Yep, yesterday was my first, I guess, official day. I've been going in the office since September 8th, so I had a nice little, overlay with Ms. D that's now moved over to the city, and so that's been good to be working alongside her and kind of get her institutional knowledge of everything down at the DIB. But yesterday was my first full day by myself, if you will, with the training wheels off.
How did it go? What'd you learn in your first day that you didn't know the day before that?
It's a lot more lonely in the office now that parking, as we were just discussing beforehand, parking has moved completely over to the city of Pensacola, and Ms. Dees and the parking team moved out of the office and are now in City Hall. And I think this really gives, the city the opportunity to make parking hopefully a little bit better user-friendly, and get it a little bit more uniform throughout the city of Pensacola, where before, DIB was running parking and we could really only do anything that was inside the DIB limits, which is, a 44-block area of downtown, which 44 blocks sounds like a lot, but until you start driving around, you can kind of get in and out of the DIB pretty quickly. And so that's kind of the new little thing with what I'm doing, but we're still... the DIB is looking at making sure that we're promoting downtown, keeping downtown safe as possible for everybody to enjoy, and keeping downtown clean so that folks can come down and enjoy the best part of our community, downtown Pensacola.
Yeah, there's aspects of what you do that I think people, aren't aware of some of the changes. Like you say, parking is no longer your baby. Gallery night is not your baby. We've long since no longer had the Pelican Drop, unless you're telling me that it's coming back this year. Fingers crossed. I'd love to see that. The Bayfront closure potential that mayor is talking about possibly on the weekend, that's outside your zone. But cleanup is a huge part of what you do. And, of course, when there's events, after there's events, that's a major part of what you guys do. But let's talk about some of the other stuff. You guys oversee the Palafox Market, and that hasn't been operating, right?
Yes, so I believe the last day for Palafox Market was actually March 7th. So, those vendors that come down every single Saturday, we do that 51 weeks out of the year. They've been essentially out of work. And for a lot of these folks, they're some of our more senior members of our community, and this is kind of their way to get out and about and seeing folks socially, and then also making a little bit of money on the weekends at the market. But we are bringing that back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock down at MLK Plaza. It is going to be a little different looking than your most markets. And if you've been to the market before, we've got three full blocks there with tents right all next to each other, all facing that inside sidewalk. And we're going to kind of change that up. We're really doing this in a phased approach so we can try and make sure that, we're getting this right as we go along and keep everybody safe. So we're bringing back just food and farmers and folks that make hand soap and hand sanitizer or face masks at first. And we're going to do that for 2 weeks and reevaluate and make sure we're doing everything right that we can before we bring back all the artists and craft makers.
Okay, so well, it's kind of a limited scope relaunch, and you know, having people spread out, not having people quite as densely packed in together, and just what you'd call the basics. You said food, farmers, soap, sanitizer, and mask makers. Is that right?
Correct. And we're going to also utilize, there's three sidewalks at that park. There's two sidewalks on either side of the outside of the park, and then there's the sidewalk down the middle. So you'll have vendors facing both outside sidewalks and the inside sidewalks, and we're going to have vendors wearing masks. If they're serving food, they're going to have to wear gloves and change those out on a regular basis. If they're giving out samples, those have to be individually wrapped. We're also asking the public to wear masks, and if you forget yours in the car, we're going to community health Northwest Clinic has given us 1,500 masks that they've donated, so that we can hand those out to folks that might have left it in the car or didn't bring one with them.
Now, how is that going to work? But how is that going to work with food samples and tasting?
Well, we're also asking that the vendors put their tables in the front of their tent, so that we're not having folks congregate inside the tent. So if you grab a sample, you know, grab it, kind of keep moving, or step back from the tent a little bit and try it out, and then come back up. And if you want to make a purchase, then you can do that then.
Okay. All right. So I just, you know, I'm thinking about everybody's going to be wearing masks, but yet they're going to be sampling and tasting stuff. And look, I know that the basics of, you know, disease mitigation are just fundamentally at odds with what Palafox Market is historically: crowded, boisterous, fun, packed in together, sights and sounds and tastes, and of course every part of that is a problem. But I love that you guys are bringing this back and trying to do it in a way that can at least get going, learn some lessons, and then adapt toward the next thing. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is we are starting to get toward that time of the year where DIB begins to put up Christmas lights, if I'm not mistaken, right?
We do. We actually started putting Christmas lights up 2 days ago.
Oh, nice.
Which is kind of weird to think about.
Right.
And, you know, they're doing a great job. They've done, I think, two blocks down Palafox so far, and then they'll be finishing up today and I believe also on Monday. And then those will come on Black Friday, will be the big lighting ceremony. We'll be partnered with Winterfest and get that whole thing kicked off. I will say we unfortunately had a driver run over a 600 amp power box on Garden and Palafox, and so we will not have lights there on the south end of MLK Plaza or on those medians on Garden Street as you approach Palafox, which is kind of one of the bigger highlights of
not at all, or not right away.
Not at all, because it happened 2 days before the hurricane. You know, the power companies are prioritizing, you know, other things at the moment, and that power box is not top of priority. But I know that the city is working to get that power box back up and going, but I don't think it's going to be before Christmas.
Oh, and
but we're looking at
other
places that put those lights. Yeah,
because that's the big focal point is the part right there at Garden and Palafox is the big, bright, beautiful, oh, yeah, and with the little arch and everything and the pelicans and stuff. So, that's a bummer. We have talked a lot on this program about the impacts of the Three Mile Bridge outage on downtown businesses in Gulf Breeze and how it has become essentially a peninsula cul-de-sac, whatever you want to call it, and major impacts and, you know, anything to do to help that. I've been a little bit less clear how much impact the bridge outage has had on downtown businesses in Pensacola. I know you've only been on the job for a little bit, but you've been shadowing with Lisa for a long time. Can you just maybe talk about how significant the bridge outage has been for this side of the water's businesses?
We haven't heard a tremendous impact yet, but I'm sure that there is definitely, some sort of impact going on to our businesses downtown because, again, we are so close to the bridge. You can imagine if there are folks staying out, they're living out at the beach, living in Gulf Breeze, they work over this way, you know, they're not sticking around and going to dinner or enjoying the shops as they once were on the weekends or, you know, after they were at work. They're just probably ready to get home and make that long trek back.
Yeah.
So, you know, we look forward to the ferry service hopefully coming. It sounds like they're still kind of in the works and waiting on funding for some of that. And I think that'll hopefully mitigate some of the some of the headache that we're seeing. And, you know, I think no one really knows when we'll see that bridge back up and operating fully. But I know we all hope it's sooner rather than later.
All right. Well, that's what I was curious about. Walker, thank you so much for the time. Walker Wilson is the brand new executive director for the Downtown Improvement Board. Walker, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah. Thank you. You all have a good day.